Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 4th, 2008. Normally at this point, I say we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but Brooksine had an early morning appointment, and thus I have prepared the message on my own today. She's normally a part of our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement Net, and we have the express desire and purpose of seeking to encourage others daily. I want to ask at the very outset that you will pardon me. I seem to have a bit of a cold and one of those types of coughs that at times are hard to restrain. Hope I can do so throughout the entire message, but I don't want to, and I believe you'll understand. Try to do it over and over just because of that, so I'll probably try to turn my head if I need to cough. Today's message is titled, God Seekers. The scripture text is Jeremiah 29, verse 13. This is God speaking here, and we read, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Since I was a child, I've enjoyed reading the National Geographic magazine. This last Christmas, my sister gave me a subscription as a gift. I look forward to reading the magazine and, of course, looking at the stunning photography. The March 2008 issue features a story about a massive super accelerator known as the Large Hadron Collider in Europe that physicists use for testing. Now, school physics was, and it remains to me, the hardest type of science to in any way comprehend. I still found the article interesting. The main focus in the experiments is to discover the, quote, Higgs particle, and it's also identified in the article, by the way, as the Higgs boson, and it has the designation the God particle. According to the article, it's the missing evidence in a theory in physics that explains a basic characteristic of the universe. Now, and this is where it becomes absolutely incomprehensible to me. The article states that the Higgs particle will last, and I'm quoting now, less than a millionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second before decaying into a spray of other particles. I am a person of faith. I believe what the Bible says, and I see so much evidence and more all the time for the truthfulness of the Bible. I am deeply moved by the statement in Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. End quote. Yet, my faith is often maligned by the world and is considered by many as scientifically naive, uninformed, simplistic, and more recently even dangerous. But I contend that in this life, faith in one way or another is always required. For instance, I read the article, and among other things, I must have faith that they can actually determine a time measurement less than, and again, a millionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second. And yet in the article it's stated as an absolute fact. No words like believe, conjecture, or even estimate. Merely a matter-of-fact statement. I had a stopwatch in high school that measured time to the tenth of a second and have seen measurement to 1/100th of a second in races on TV, such as the Olympics. But really, I have to believe really, really, really hard that there is any way a time measurement of a millionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second can be determined. You know what? I think the scientists do as well, though many would never admit it. I find it interesting that the National Geographic article is subtitled, "The Hunt for the God Particle." Ever since the fall and the blight of sin on the human race, man has in one way or another been seeking for the missing element in life. Satan has a massive array of that which is claimed to fill this void. The Almighty God of the entire universe speaks in the daily text, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." He goes on to state in the next verse a word of wonderful assurance, "I will be found by you," declares the Lord. Hebrews 11 has a foundational statement in regard to our relationship with God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let us be God seekers. Well, I have written the prayer today. Normally this is a function for Brooksine, and she also reads it. Holy God, I want to seek you as a lifelong pursuit. Thank you for the promise that when we seek you with all our heart, we will find you. I want to have faith that pleases you. I do believe that you exist and are a rewarder of those who earnestly seek you. Help me to be a lifelong God seeker. Amen. Well, I miss having Brooksine beside me. We seem to have developed a real aspect of being a team in both the preparation and the reading of the podcast. Expect she will be back with me tomorrow. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a beautiful photo up today taken by a friend of ours in the Acadia National Park in Maine with an overlaid scripture. Also have several songs that we suggest, and I guess in this case today I suggest, because Brooksine didn't even get to review the message with me, that I suggest might reinforce the message, and I'm sure there'd be others that would be even more appropriate, but... And I also have several comments from yesterday's message that I found to be a blessing. And I think it's neat to share with readers what some of your fellow readers or, of course, podcast listeners are saying. That's all on the website today, Tuesday, March 4th, 2008, at dailyencouragement.net. Well, let us all continue to be God seekers.